Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Natalie and I are too dumb to figure out this whole thing. So instead of being in separate rooms with two screens, we're here. And I guess, like, you'll just have to, I don't know. So this is nice. I can control what she says, which is unlike my real life, unfortunately. So I will be deciding if anything Natalie says gets shared with the world or not.
This is what happens when Mike sets up the Facebook Live and not me.
So. All right, if we're gonna go there, my bride was getting a massage and couldn't be bothered, so I had to set it up myself, and now things have gone horribly wrong. This is what happens when you get a non-techie guy trying to pretend to be. All right, you probably call or. Here because you want to learn the quickest way to get cash for your cleaning company. Believe it or not, once I stop making fun of my bride and we stop doing all the we're stupid at technology talk, we're actually going to help you grow your cleaning company and get some cash. So the problem is, a lot of times I've been talking with owners recently and just getting a theme of, I do a lot of work and I know some of it tends to get money for the cleaning company, but I can't repeat it. I can't duplicate it. I can't scale it. And I don't know what's working, what's not working. So I just have to keep spending a bunch of money to get results. But I never know what I'm doing that gets the results and what doesn't. And it's a big pain in the neck. So I figured, like, we jump on and figure that out today. So let's just jump right in. First and foremost, we want to understand what this costs us, right? When we are unable to grow our company dependably and scalably, it costs us everything. We can't budget right. We can't hire right. We can't. Obviously we can't grow and have the company that we want. We can't hire the people and serve the community at the level that we want. So this ability to attract clients, as we need them consistently, scalably, repeatedly, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Repeatedly.
See, I know words, is the key kind of this whole operation. So we're going to dive into that. And the crazy thing is, most of us, when we need clients, we think we'll go find strangers and advertise to them or knock on their door and somehow interrupt them. And you know, there's only one way to grow my company. If I need cash, if I need money, I got to go find a new customer. So I'm going to go find a stranger on the street and, like, you know, or go to his home or office and knock on the door or cold call him and try and get him to give me money, which is, frankly, we're going to go over seven ways to grow your company. Actually, three best ways to grow your company and seven ways to get customers. And the worst, spoiler alert, is to find a stranger and ask him or her for money. So before we jump in, lovely bride, you look like you have something smart to say. We get to talk in the mic.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to, like, talk right here, if that's okay.
So you have nothing good to say, I take it?
No, I'm just really excited to hear what you have.
We're moving on. She is the worst. I know she's pretty and I'm not, but try to live with her. No, I'm just kidding. She's delightful. I'm actually, not only am I the least good looking in the relationship, I'm also the biggest pain in the ass. She's delightful. So I don't know how I made all this work. All right. So let's jump in. First and foremost, there are three ways exactly to grow your company. No more, no less. The one that almost everybody is familiar with is getting more customers, which is my least favorite, most time consuming, most expensive, most difficult way to grow, getting customers. Let's talk about the other two first. So obviously we're all familiar with that one. The second one is to get the customers that we have now to spend more. This could be called raising prices. This could be called offering additional services. This could be called lots of things. The third way is to get them to spend more often, right? Which is nice because we're already in the recurring business. So a lot of people, when, you know, if you're McDonald's and you go, so what that would look like at McDonald's is certainly they could go out and try and get more people in their drive-thru, which is a lot of time and money. Or the people that are already in their drive-thru, they could say, can we supersize that for 59 cents or whatever they're charging nowadays supersize. So that would be an example of getting more, and getting to come more often is, you know, hey, I don't think McDonald's does this, but buy 10 subs and get a free sub on number 11. That would get them to come more often. So hopefully it's kind of a dumb example, but you can see how getting more customers is the hardest. Getting them to spend more money where they're already there is probably the easiest, and getting them to come more often is the second hardest. So those are the three ways you can grow your business: get more customers, get the customers that you have to spend more often, and spend more when they come. Questions, comments, rude remarks, lovely bride, community, anyone in the universe?
No, I really think that that's the best way to go about it. I think people that already know, like, and trust you are really excited to improve their lives. And if you're bringing them a ton of value, it's going to be easier for you to add additional value and bring up your revenue by offering additional services.
I feel kind of ridiculous hiding behind this blank. And hello, ASW, Exquisite Cleaning. Hello, comment from Facebook. What that means, it says comment from Facebook. Good evening. So I don't know if that means Facebook is saying hello or what's going on. Hello, Facebook, whatever that means.
No big deal.
I guess, yeah, Facebook's commenting on us, so we're huge. All right, so now now that we know the three ways to ASW's give me – hello, ASW. Listening. You listen, you learn. We'll talk. We'll have fun. Moving on. All right, so now that we've talked about the three ways to grow a company, let's dive into the seven best ways to grow from best – to worst, right? Everybody starts with the worst, which is just general. Well, I don't want to give it away, but it's getting new customers. So let's start about the best way to do it. The number one best way to get new customers is the customers that you have now. So many people forget this, and I feel like we're so far away. So, okay. So the best way to get customers is, or the best way to get cash right now. If I was hired to, come into a company and get big results today, I would immediately start reaching out to the best customers that we have and find out other ways to serve them and make their life better. If you need cash, you can get them to prepay, right? If we're doing $250 a month for a service, that's $3,000 a year. You might say, hey, if you prepay for the year, we'll do it for $2,500. That can give you an influx of cash. Even if you've got 20 customers and only two take advantage of that, that's $4,000 today in your bank. You could add services, hey, as opposed to $250, let's go on the commercial side. Instead of $1,000 a month for us to come in three times a week, you know, maybe we go to four times a week. Instead of just doing janitorial, why don't you allow us to, we have a lights and air filters program where we change them out for you for an additional $95 per month. Stripping, waxing carpets, all sorts of good stuff. I don't really like getting into light handyman and stuff like that, but you could certainly do it. So offering more services, more benefits to the people that you have. And of course, frequency is an easy one. So if you hired me to come out and paid me a bunch of money to help you get money today, I'll just tell you what I would do. It would be reach out to the customers you have now and try to help them at a higher level more often. Or, of course, you just raise prices, which is a little harder. It's better to get more services than just raise prices. But raising prices absolutely works, and that's a quick and easy way to get more cash right now. Or have them prepay. If you're doing that 30, have them pay immediately. You can give them a discount for that or some other free service. If they're paying on a receipt, you can have them pay in advance, right? They could pay at the first of the month as opposed to after you do the services. So that's the number one best thing, is go to the customers you have now. Number two would be previous customers. So many people get weird and scared about previous customers. We got this weird thing thinking, if they're a previous customer, they left because they're personally angry at me. And if I call them, they will come through the phone and punch me in the neck until I die, which happens way less than 30% of the time, I would say. Is that fair?
Yeah, 29.
29. My wife's done the math. Apparently, it does happen 29% of the time. So don't sue me if you get punched in the neck to death. But most of the time, it's not about you. It's about them. They went through a divorce on the residential side. On the commercial side, their brother's uncle's monkey knew how to do something and they went with him, but that guy's fired and blah, 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 blah. So 9 times out of 10, it has nothing to do with you, right? It's not that they hate your guts and they never want to talk to you. It could be an employee didn't make them feel special. It could be something on their own. And oftentimes they want to come back, but they're embarrassed and they feel stupid. And if you just call them and make them feel loved and like it's okay for them to come back, they come back, right? So that's, again, first and foremost, I would start with the customers I have now. Second, I would start with previous customers. Think about it. With strangers, they don't know you. They don't like you. They don't trust you. There's this fear of the unknown. They don't know what to expect. Your previous customers should have a pretty clear idea of exactly what to expect. So that's half the battle, right? With people that haven't done work with you. They don't know what to expect. Are you going to show up? Are you going to do this? Or blah, 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 blah. The people you've done business with already have an idea of who you are once that. So those are the best two. So before, and again, we've got five more. You look like you might for once have something good to say. Talk to me.
No, just nothing. Listening, basking in the genius, the glow of your genius.
Did you guys hear that? Basking in the glow. I'm not even going to repeat it, but I have you on tape saying that, although you're too far from the mic, so we probably don't have audio. All right, number three would be referrals. Asking the current, and again, this is kind of going back to the customers that you have, and you don't have to do the customers you have. You can go back to old customers, and if old customers don't want to come back, you can ask them for a referral, right? Even if they're like, oh yeah, we liked you, you were great, but for whatever reason, we can't come back. Go, great. Who do you know that could get awesome, massive value? And then comment from Facebook. I don't know what that works. I don't know. Apparently you're not logged in, but I was thinking of contacting previous customers. Now I will. Awesome comment from Facebook. Let us know how that shakes out. We want to support you. So as you're going to your current customers and your previous customers, as part of trying to offer them more value and finding a way to get back in their life and start serving them again, ask them for referrals. And a lot of people, there's not a system for that, right? So many people proudly say, I've never advertised. I built my business completely on referrals. That's nutballs, by the way, because it's not super scalable. Oh, sorry, Natalie's checking your phone. Anything good?
We might have a sitter. That's all.
Oh, we got a sitter night. It's date night. All right. Well, good job, guys. We'll see you later.
All right, we're out.
Oh, crap. We have to give like four more ways. All right, fine. We'll do it. But then sitter time. Dang it. It's going to happen. were we talking about something important?
No, definitely not.
Right. Sorry, I keep looking at her, but she's just so much prettier than you guys. I'm assuming I can't see you, but she's so much prettier of my own video of me and my ridiculous notes. Anyway, so as you are calling your current, your previous customers, ask them for referrals and create a system. So many times people don't have a system and they still grow just by referrals. And referrals can be a great way to grow, but when they're your only way to grow, you're doing something horribly, horribly wrong. It's not scalable. They're not super dependable. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. So at least put a system behind your referrals and don't have that be the only way that you grow your business, because that is not scalable long-term. And make sure you get a system. And you don't have to, it doesn't have to just be customers. You can ask people that, former customers, people that say no to you when you offer to bid to them. You can ask anybody for a referral. You just want to make sure that you're bringing value to them so they can give you a good referral. Also, give them stories, right? It's one scenario when you say, hey, Natalie, you like me. I like money. Can you send your friends my way? If Natalie likes me, she might do that. What I'd rather do is create such exceptional service. Give her stories of amazing things that we do that no one else does, that she's just naturally going to share with her friends and family. And that's the best referral. I would much rather have a story. We do shock and awe packages in the Clean Profit Method. A lot of times people will keep those shock and awe packages in their office and other people come and say, where did you get that? And then they're forced to tell a story. That's the kind of referral that you want to get. So number one, the best place to get cash right now for your cleaning company is your current customers. Number two is your previous customers. Don't be afraid. It's going to be okay. Number three is referrals. Number four, previous bids that didn't buy. So many times we give a bid and they don't buy. And we forget, people buy when they want to buy, not when we want to sell. Okay, so don't get into that trap of they said no today and that means no forever. What that mean? More often than not, you guys know as well as I do, if you didn't do a good job on the sales process, you didn't really understand their pain and communicate it to them in a really effective way, sometimes they're going to go with a cheaper price. What I hear when they go for a cheaper price is, I'll see you in 3 months, right? You just need to give them enough time to find out why that cheaper price isn't a better deal. But again, if you don't call them, they may be just looking for a reason to get back with you, but they're proud or they're embarrassed because they knew they picked the cheaper option and they feel stupid. So we want to make sure that we follow up with them and make it easy and safe for them to work with you. So previous bids that didn't buy can be an awesome place to get referrals. And if you've been in business 5, 10, 20 years, and you've given 20, 30, 50, 100 bids a year, it can be a massive amount of numbers. And you start emailing them, calling them, reaching out to them, serving them, you can get some customers really quick. All right, so number five, people that know, like, and trust you. These are people that have opted into your community. So one of the things that we teach in the Clean Profit Method are the five C's of content creation. This is content creation right now, right? I am hopefully getting all of you guys out there to know, like, and trust us in terms of, and Anisha says that she is Anisha Akins, AKA comment from Facebook. Why is that? I don't know. But I'm glad that we have a name, if not a face, to connect with comment from Facebook. So welcome, Anisha Akins. So glad that you're not just comment from Facebook person. Good to know you're a real human being. Okay. So people that know, like, and trust you, and you want to create content. And again, we talk about in the Clean Profit Method, five steps or five C's to content creation of how you can create content that's going to be compelling to your people. So on this, we're not going to sell you anything or trying to get you to do anything. We're just going to give a bunch of content and show you how we can solve your problem for free. And some portion, you're going to go, oh my gosh, I love Natalie and I'll tolerate Mike. We should reach out to them and give them money and see if they can help us. So you want to make sure that first of all, we never start with strangers. We always start with people that we're dealing with now. We talked about earlier how to get cash from them and add more value and get them to pay more or pay often. Second, we're going to go with previous customers. Third, we're going to go with referrals. Fourth, we're going to go with previous bids that chose not to buy. Then and only then are we going to hit our warm list, which is people that have ideally opted in for something. They attended an event that we held. They were at a trade show that we were into. Instead of having call now for a free estimate, i.e. the worst thing you can ever put on your Facebook or on your website, you said download our five ways that your cleaning company is putting you out of business right now, right? They've raised their hand and said, I'm interested in what you do. I've got a list after only 4 years. I think we've got a list of 9,000 people in our list, or 8,000 people that we can email and give value to anytime we want extra stuff. Alicia says, what are the five C's? Well, we cover that in the Clean Profit Method. It takes 9 weeks. I wish we could do it right here live, but we just don't have that kind of time. But they're awesome. I'll tell you that. How about that for a tease? People that know, like, and trust you, they've shown some sort of interest before by opting in somehow. Again, I like doing it automated by funnels, but there's lots of different ways to do that. Number six, finally, we get targeted advertising to strangers. So everyone starts with number one, I'll just give you six and seven together so we can talk about them. Number six is targeted advertising to strangers, i.e. I know exactly who my target customer is and where they hang out, and I'm going to advertise there, right? If I sell to moms, I might go to a mom's group, right? If I sell I might go to a MOPS group, mothers of preschoolers, if that's my target audience. If I'm selling, shotgun shells, maybe that wouldn't be where I go, or a yoga studio, right? I might go to a gun range. So targeted strangers, at least knowing who my customers are, or my prospects are, and going where they are, is number six. And number seven is just general or blanket marketing to strangers, like Super Bowl ad, right? I don't know anything about you other than you are one of the 100 million people or whatever that watched the Super Bowl. So those are fine. There's nothing wrong with those, and you could build a business on those, but those are the most expensive, difficult people to market to. They take the longest, they're the most expensive, and there's the most barrier to entry. And it's fine, but we don't want to start there. We want to end there. So I'm going to go through all seven really quick so you've got them. But first, a word from our sponsor. I'm just kidding. You have anything to say, baby?
No.
Are you a sponsor?
You're doing great.
Are you giving us any money for this?
Not a one.
All right. So not a word from a sponsor. A word from the hot chick to my left.
Oh, boy.
All right. Number one, the best place to get cash right now to grow your cleaning company is from your current customers. Offer a prepay option, add services, add frequency, add benefits, do anything. Number two, previous customers, don't be afraid. They probably know, like, and they definitely know you. They may like and trust you, but there's still way better options than strangers. Number three, referrals. And you don't have to just ask for referrals from your customers. You can ask for any of the other six people on this list. You can ask for referrals. Number four, previous bids that didn't buy. Number five, people that know, like, and trust you. They've opted into your list for some reason. Number six, targeted advertising to strangers. And then finally, number seven, general blanket marketing to strangers. That's the one. Again, the big deal for all of this is if you have the ability to control your growth, you can control just about every other aspect of your company. Being able to get customers in at the prices that you need enables you to have the tools that you need to grow, enables you to hire, enables you to make money, enables you to have all the dreams that will make your business come true come from the ability to attract the right customers on purpose. If you love all this and want help putting these kinds of systems into your cleaning company, your life, if you go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk, www.growmycleaningcompany.com/talk, you can apply for a time for you and I to personally get together and look at where your business is at, where it's going, where you want to be, and help come up with a plan to get there. So if this is the kind of things that you feel like you need, and you want to be able to create a system behind all this, I like that. That's fancy. Nothing but high dollar for us. If you go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk, you can apply for a time. And I don't, just so you know, at this point in our life, I do 100% of these, and we have a lot more people sometimes wanting help than we can give, but this won't be anyone other than myself. I do these calls myself. And I will be there and I will talk to you and I will help you. So that's it. If you have any, yay, Natalie. There's never any yay, Mike. It's always yay, Natalie. Everyone likes the good looking girls. All right. Really great to hang out with you again. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk if you'd like me to sit down with you and help you create a plan to put this stuff in place in your life. Other than that, we will see you probably next Tuesday. Great to hang out with you. Have a fantastic weekend and we'll talk soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.